So, find a comfortable posture again. Settle back. Bring the attention from wherever it is now to the gates of the senses. What we can see, what we can hear, what we can smell, any residual tastes, and the totality of the felt somatic sensations of the body in this posture. Not suppressing anything else or chasing after anything, just leaving everything as it is, but choosing to move the attention into the awareness, the simple, fresh awareness of the experience of the five senses. Check out what's going on with mental consciousness. Thoughts, strings of dialogue, commentary, feelings, emotions rather than sensations. Big background emotions, positive, negative, neutral. Processing, almost involuntary. Images, memories, whatever it is, just check it out. Don't interfere with it or try to stop or change anything. Just take the simple step of bringing the attention as presence to the awareness of the five senses and mental consciousness. Just rest there for a bit. Then kind of deliberately take a thought. Think back to what we were saying. Dependent and independent are a dichotomy, a division or contrast between two things that are represented as being opposed or entirely different. Anything that exists is either one or the other. Just turn that over for yourselves. Is there anything you can think of that is both dependent and independent at the same time? We're talking about wholly independent or wholly dependent. Don't just have to think in the abstract, you can think about the relationships between things with your own examples. Dependent and independent are also relative to one another and in relation to other things. We can be more or less dependent on things to a greater or lesser degree. But there's no absolute inherently existing dependence or independence. The idea that anything exists wholly independent, on its own, not dependent on anything at all, singular, permanent, partless, completely self-sufficient, is a kind of a fantasized notion of existence. Nothing actually exists, or indeed could exist, in that way. When something is dependent in any way, it must be empty of being wholly under its own power. Nowhere in the parts of the body and mind that form the basis for us to use the personal pronoun I can we find anything that this refers to that is in any way separate from them, not in some way dependent on them. Therefore, the I is not established under its own power by itself from its own side, but through the force of other conditions, its causes, its parts, and thought. It's not to say that the I doesn't exist, the one that it exists dependent on and through the force of the conditions, causes, parts, and thought. That one exists. The idea of it referring to something that's singular, permanent, partless, completely self-sufficient, existing from its own side, is a woefully exaggerated idea of self. Quarter two.